Okay, guys, I am live for the second time today. All right, something happened with my previous live, so we're going back on today, right now. Hello and welcome. Today we're going to talk about three types of clients to look out for, and what kind of clients you currently have in your business, and making sure that you know what kind of clients you have. What kind of clients do you want to continue to have, and what kind of clients you don't want to continue to have in your business? And why is this even important to be aware of? And why is this important to address? Okay, so in your business, if you're a coach or consultant or a service rendered business, that means you are all about driving results into your client's life and or in their business, driving results. So it's not like you're selling something tangible. You're actually selling something that they can't see. However, they probably can have it in their life as either a monetary form, maybe a personal growth, maybe some sort of healing happened while you guys work together, something that's intangible. So that means the results that they have is literally going to be something that is immeasurable, but it is something that's important to have as a business owner. You need to have the ability to drive results for your clients. So I'm going to go over three types of clients to look out for, and why is it important to be aware of those three types of clients, and how to ensure that you get these kind of clients in your business, the ones that are ideally for you. So number one, I'm going to dive into the dark side. Number one, this type of client is considered the problem client. And we've all had our problem clients, especially in the beginning of business. Having problem clients is kind of like a part of learning how to qualify the people that say yes to us, right? Having problem clients kind of is something, it's like a rite of passage to being a business owner. All of us will, if you are new to your business, you'll eventually have one or two to experience, and then you'll probably learn your lesson and understand the red flags that they'll give off. And if you, or let's say you haven't learned your lesson and you're consistently signing on problem clients, right? Just to sign them on. That's a problem, you guys. So how do I identify problem clients? Okay, so these clients are kind of like negative Nancys of the group. They kind of feel shitty about their results, and they want to kind of almost campaign it and allow everyone else to kind of align with their negativity. That's kind of like a problem client because it lowers the vibrational energy of what the actual service is supposed to do and to bring forth in working together. So if you have clients that kind of feel that way or have that kind of negative energy as well, that's probably kind of like a problem client, okay? I'm not saying that every single client has to be super high vibrational and perfect. No, that's not what I'm saying. I am just saying, though, most of the time, the energy of this client usually, or the client, the energy of what they have is usually negative and kind of draining, okay? And what they do is that they like to look outside. They don't like to take personal accountability for their results. They like to blame other people as to why it didn't work or as to why they didn't get to do the thing that they're supposed to do. And these are considered problem clients. Number two, we have an average and neutral client. What is an average and neutral client? Well, they're kind of average. They show up averagely. They are, they somewhat are excited. They kind of believe and they kind of don't. They have the one foot out, one foot in kind of attitude. They're not entirely sold, however, they're there. They also are inconsistent with their results because they are inconsistent with how they show up. They show up sometimes and they show up only when they're motivated. So their income or maybe their results are like up and down. They are generally the quiet ones, the ones that are kind of observers of the group. They want to see who's bringing in results to see if this could work because they're still on the fence. So they're not really sure. You know, they're kind of like, do I want to side with my ego or do I want to side with my highest vision? So these average clients, these are not terrible to have. However, you know, their results are inconsistent, but they will have results. Not saying that they won't have any results. They will have results. It's just not as sustainable as you'd like for them to have that. And that is all connected to their inability to be consistent in their motivation, their inspiration. And then last but not least is the high producing client. So a high producing client is a highly motivated person. They're super, super, duper, duper excited about it. And they're very highly coachable. And being highly coachable means that they implement everything that you ask them to do. They're like, okay, let's do it, right? Another thing to them is that they produce results. That's why they're high producing, right? They produce results, they create things in their life, they make things happen, they win, and they're highly competitive. On top of that, they're very engaged into the program and they're kind of like the cheerleaders of the program. They kind of cheerlead the community on. They also cheerlead their own community very easily and they're super pumped about whatever it is that they're talking about. So if you, I don't know if any of you guys have these kind of clients, I'd like to know what kind of clients do you currently have in your business? Do you have high producing clients? Do you have average neutral clients? Or do you have problem clients? So the thing about this, guys, is that you don't have a ton of just the one type. It's usually a mixture of all three. And then as you really fine tune your system, you start only qualifying high producing clients into your business and or average neutral clients into your business. And you eventually stop bringing people on that are problem clients. Because over time, you get used to what those look like, right? You understand what kind of problem clients, what language do they use? What do they say? What are the kinds of red flags to look out for, right? And this only happens, guys, as you sell, as you talk to people, as you actually invite people to work with you in your program. You get really good at identifying those problem clients. So the reason why it's so important is because you want to bring in people who are going to produce highly with you, because in that way you can actually talk about the results you bring to people, right? It's a social proof. Having people to realize that, hey, when you work with me, this is what happens. That in itself, guys, is going to propel you forward into signing on even more clients in the future. So removing problem clients in your prospects, your pipeline, is a very important thing. And that's what I'm gonna do here in the Trinity Business Accelerating Program, which is open enrollment started last Friday. And it's available until July 20th. So doors close then. And in Trinity Business Accelerator, we're going to fine tune your amazing high producing clients and even your average clients and removing any kind of problem clients and implementing in some really high qualifiers in your business system so that you can actually have those high producing results to be able to share in your marketing. So a little bit about the Trinity Business Accelerator, looking for 8 spots to book. Only 8 women is who I'm working with. If you're ready to up-level your business to that next more aligned feeling and place, guys, this is for you. The first 4 who get in receive an introductory level of an investment. After the 4 is fulfilled, then the next set will go in at regular price. Doors close July 20th. So if you guys are really serious about taking your business to the next level, have more of a soul aligned business, this is for you, Trinity Business Accelerator. Again, the first 4 sign on at an introductory investment, and then it goes up after that. Apply the link below. And have an amazing weekend. Thank you so much for being here with me. I know it was a quick live, but it was super, super informative in how to move forward in your business and how to become even more profitable. All right, guys, have a great weekend and stay safe.
If
If you enjoyed this show, please remember to subscribe, like, and share. If you are interested in collaborating, please send me an email, info@talkswithmaria.com.